far.
That's going to get it done. Look at this baby. High, far, deep, gone. A three-run shot by Cal Raleigh.
Julio with the skyscraping blast out to the video board in left field. Gone home run number 22 for Julio.
Welcome to the Seattle Mariners Sports Podcast, The Swing. I'm your host, Jack Powers. We have a absolute amazing Mariners game to talk about today, and I'm going to dive right into it. We have the Braves taking on the Mariners in game three of the series. It's all evened up at 1-1. Marco Gonzalez was taking the mound today, and I said he shows up in, you know, situations where he needs to show up. He's proven he's a clutch pitcher. He just doesn't show up in games that don't matter. But this game right here, he definitely showed up for. But before I get into that, going into the year, he's 10-13, 3.98 ERA. A mid pitcher going up against Oda Rizzi, and also mid pitcher, you could say, who's 5-5 with a 3.9 ERA. So it was an afternoon game. The lineup going into it was J-Rod, then you have Mitch Haniger, then Suarez, then Cal Raleigh was in the fourth spot. And then Carlos Santana was playing first base today because Ty France was saying his wrist and was hurting and stuff again. So they said, you know what, we'll give you the off day. So they did that. It's whatever. Adam Frazier at six. Winker was DHing and JP was the eighth hole. And ninth was Haggerty in left field. Thank goodness they're playing him in left field now instead of Winker, because the man just has proven he can't play in the outfield. I don't understand why we would even play him again. I think, honestly, we should have Haggerty play in left field every day. He's proven he's a solid talent out there on the field, and there's no reason to take him out. There's absolutely no reason. He hasn't proven anything to us that shows that he can't be that guy for us. He's proven everything that he can. So if there's a problem with that, I don't know. I don't know what the problem would be. I don't know why we don't play him every day. I mean, he's just proven it every day that he can play outfield, he can make amazing catches, he can be fast, and he can hit the ball. That's literally Julio. It's another Julio. So what's the issue, you know? Why don't we do it? But it's whatever. They're playing him today. They played him the last 2 days now. Anyways, nothing happened in the top of the first. Marco Gonzalez is pretty locked down. Bottom of the first, this happened.
Picked up the third insurance run for the Mariners last night.
That hit well, right center field. It's deep. It's got carry. It's gone! Julio gives the Mariners a one.
So that leadoff home run by Julio Rodriguez would be his 50 extra base hit this season. It ties Ichiro for fourth in Mariners club history, which he did back in 2001. And it would give Mariners an early 1-0 lead after the first inning, which is exactly what they would need. Anyways, going into the top of the fourth, Marco Gonzalez finally surrenders his first run of the game. He lets Austin Riley hit a solo home run, his 36th of the year, to center field, ties up the game at 1-1. But right off the back, Mariners respond. They answer. They show that they can play offense, because sometimes they prove to us they can't hit the ball. And other times they do. And today was the day that they showed that they're a great offense. Adam Frazier with runners on first and second, tripled to right field, his fourth triple of the year, bringing in Cal Raleigh and Carlos Santana. And those guys are slow runners. And he had them moving. And that gave Mariners a 3-1 lead. And then right after, with Frazier on third, Sam Haggerty comes in. And what does he do? He obviously is clutch. He singles right into center field, scoring Frazier, making it 4-1. Let's listen to the calls.
That's hit well, right center field. Long run for Harris. He is not going to get it. It's off the base of the wall. Cal with Carlos right behind him. They're going to score 1-2 like that. A triple. Two-run triple. Adam Frazier, 3-1 Mariners. There you go. Base hit. 4-1 Mariners. Sam Haggerty. Man, is he having a run these last 3 days. RBI for Sam, his 17th.
Now, you thought that would be all we needed, right? But then you go into the bottom of the fifth. Marco was locked down in the top of the fifth again. He was going great all game pretty much. Then we go to the bottom of the fifth, and Eugenio Suarez goes deep once again, guys. Are you kidding me?
3-2 pitch. Center field going way back. Big carry going back. Gone! Gino with another home run. Hey, Eugenio Suarez, his 29th RBI number 81. Man, he can charge him up. The Mariners have a 5-1 lead. Two more home runs today for the Mariners. It's a multi-home run game. Four consecutive.
So that home run by Suarez would be a 411-foot bomb to center field, first off. His four of his last five hits have been home runs. He's hit four home runs in his last four games, and now he's tied Aaron Judge for 13 home runs since August 1st. Now, if that's not good, I don't know what is, because this man's hit more home runs than Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout, who's on an absolute tear right now when it comes to hitting home runs. He's doing everything, man. He's doing absolutely everything you could ask from him. Yeah, he might strike out, but is he giving us runs every day? Yeah. So there shouldn't be a problem with that. This man is on a tear right when we need him to. September baseball, guys. It gave the Mariners a 5-1 lead. Then we have a little bit to worry about here. And I do want to talk about this. Going into the sixth, Taylor Trammell replaced Mitch Haniger with low back tightness. Now, that scares me because Mitch Haniger's that guy. Do we want to lose Mitch Haniger right now? One of the most injury-prone guys we have? I mean, gosh, I feel like he's getting hurt or something's wrong with him all the time. He's only really played like one full season with us or like two. It's worrisome, man. I mean, yeah, that he might have just got, you know, taken out of the game early because you just got to be careful right now. But I mean, this goes for Ty France too right now. Like we can't low back tightness. That could be a lot worse than we think. Maybe it's just work overload, but come on. What's going on, Mitch? Why do you always get hurt? I don't know what we have to do. I'm a little worried about that. I'm sure we'll get news on it soon. I mean, going with an off day tomorrow, it's like you get kind of a day and a half since you only played half the game. So you get a little time to kind of recover. But going into the Padres game, if he's not in that lineup, I'm worried as a Mariners fan. And everyone should be. Ty France should be back. It's been stated. It's just like, oh, service just wanted to give him two off days, let him kind of, you know, just rest a little. And that's fine. That's totally fine. It's understandable. He's gone through a lot this year when it comes to injuries. But Mitch Haniger, dude, we cannot lose that guy. We can't. We cannot lose that guy, especially if we're going into the playoffs with a 99.8% playoff chance. So it's a little worrisome. Anyways, we talk about the six some more. Go in the bottom of the six, Adam Frazier's on second. Man's been getting on base a lot, by the way. A lot. He's proven that he can still hit. As you know, his struggles in the beginning were terrible with the Mariners. Everybody was, you know, on him. But now he's really shown up, and he's really proven that he can just hit the ball. He can draw walks. He can get on base. He can play defensively. That's all we really need from him, you know? He's doing what he should do, better than even J.P. Crawford's been doing this year now, or at least this point of the year. So you can't complain about that. And then J.P. Crawford comes up and gets an RBI double, drives in Frazier, making it 6-1. Let's give that one a listen as well.
That's a nice little flip shot right there. Frazier play in front of him. He's going to dig for third and get there easily as it gets all the way to the track. Man, he's going to wave him. Here is no throw. RBI double. J.P. Crawford, 6-1 Mariners.
So now that the Mariners are up 6-1, you're feeling very confident as a Mariners fan. You're like, yep, this game's a win. We're going to win the series. And then the top of the eighth comes around. And I start getting a little worried. I mean, you start having the Los Bomberos come in. And I'm going to say right now, before I get into anything, the Los Bomberos are not showing up. I don't know what's going on right now. They're not looking like themselves. And that's fine. It happens. But now it's happened a little too much. And I'm starting to get worried about our bullpen. They've proven they were great. But this you gotta show up against these good teams, man. They going into the top of the eighth, Michael Harris II. The rookie, who's probably going to win National League Rookie of the Year. He comes in and hits a solo home run, his 17th of the year, to right field. It makes it 6-2 Mariners. And then, you know, we go into the top of the ninth, okay? Diego Castillo on the mound. And I'm pulling up my phone because I want to dive into exactly what happened here in the top of the ninth, because I wasn't even watching. Because, dude, we shouldn't have had the watch. We were up 6-2 even with that Michael Harris, the second home run. We go into the second, okay? And this is what happens. Austin Riley is walked right off the bat. Then we walk Matt Olson, runners on first and second. Then we get a ground out. First baseman Carlos Santana, the pitcher Diego Castillo, Austin Riley the third, Matt Olson the second. So runners on second and third now. And then Diego Castillo strikeouts Grissom. Okay. So now we're looking at two out. Two out, runners on third and second. I'm still feeling good as a Mariners fan. We're up 6-2, man. And what the heck happened here? Michael Harris comes up again. And this solidified for me that this man's probably going to win Rookie of the Year in the National League. He comes up to the plate, hits a three-run bomb to right field. Three-run bomb. 18th of the season. 18 now. Rookie. Two home runs today. Are you kidding me? Off of Diego Castillo with two outs? What's going on, Castillo? You've been the most inconsistent out of the bullpen lately. Diego Castillo, not Luis, don't get it confused, but Diego, what is going on? Seriously, like, you scare me now when you come in the game, every time. And I think all you guys listening would probably vouch for me on that. It's a little worrisome. I don't know. I do not know. But even at this point, they give up the three-run home run, two outs. You're like, okay, it's 6-5. I'm still not feeling, like, too worried. I mean, thank God for the cushion, right? We had a four-run lead. I mean, they go, okay, three-run home run. It is what it is, two outs. Well, then we bring in Paul Sewald, okay? And I've been saying for a long time that Paul Sewald hasn't looked like himself either. He's been giving up a lot of, like, home runs, like, just stupid home runs lately. Not that they're giving us up wins, but they're, like, they're just, like, if it was, like, only a one-run ball game when he came in, we would have lost. So, yeah, it's a little scary. But then we come in. It's a one-run. We have a one-run win, okay? Keep in mind, 6-5. All right? And right off the bat, Eddie Rosario singles on a live drive to right field. Okay? So, man on first now. Now I'm getting worried, okay? We only need one out. And then what the heck? Robbie Grossman comes up and hits a two-run bomb to right field? What are we doing? We blew a 6-2 lead going into the top of the ninth. And if you want to go back to the top of the eighth, 6-1 lead. We gave up six runs to make it 7-6 from the start of the eighth inning. The most insane downfall I've seen from our pitching this year, hands down. And then, you know, we got out of the inning, thank goodness. But we lost our lead. I'm thinking, you know what, the game's over. But then, Julio.
One run from Jansen. There you go! Left field! We got a tie ball game! Julio! Oh, baby, what a moment! Tie ball game at 7-7!
So, wow. That's all I have to say. Julio Rodriguez, just, guys, that exit velo on that home run was 117 miles per hour. I was watching it, and he hit that so hard. He knew the pitch. He knew what he was looking for. And when he saw it, he just slammed it. It just went flying. It only took like 2 seconds for that thing to get to the outfield. It was like, whoa, what? You're watching this. I was going crazy. I thought the game was over. I mean, Sam Haggerty grounded out right off the bat. I'm like, okay, one out. You know, if anyone was going to get on base, it would have been Haggerty. Julio comes up after, and I'm like, I mean, I know he's good. Doesn't mean he's already hit a home run today. I mean, he's not really due. But you know what? The man is clutch. He's been clutch for the last two games against the Braves. He hits his 25th home run of the year to left field, tying it 7-7, second of the day. Now, keep this in mind. This is an astonishing stat. That's the first time in the history of Major League Baseball that two players, 21 or younger, on opposing teams, have hit two home runs each in a game. And you know what's even more crazy? They're probably both going to win Rookie of the Year for the American League and National League. That game might have been the craziest game this year for the Mariners. And I'm not even done yet. That's just tie ball game. That's just tie ball game. And then, you know, Suarez. What are we doing, man?
1-1 to Gino. Giddy up, baby! Giddy up! Giddy up! And the Mariners win this ball game! The Mariners beat the Atlanta Braves 2 out of 3! Gino with a home run! Oh, baby! Hey now! Hey now! 8-7 Seattle!
That is a Mariners walk-off. His 30th home run of the year. It was a freaking bomb to left field. It was a second of the game as well. The man is on an absolute tear. It's his 5th home run in 4 games. He now has 14 home runs since August 1st. It leads Major League Baseball, surpassing Otani, Trout, Judge, anybody you can think of. He leads the MLB. This win was the most amazing win of the year, and I still can't process what happened today. Or if you're listening to the next day, yesterday. What in the world? If you had bet that, you'd be rich. That's insane. I can't even fathom what happened. I was watching this game. I'm like, it's over. This is the Mariners, man. They win 8-7. It's Suarez's 4th time this year having a multi-home run game. It's the Mariners' 9th walk-off this season. It's what is going on in Seattle is beautiful. And if you're not on your knees crying, then I don't even know. The fact that they're doing this every day against these good of teams is amazing. I haven't seen this in my lifetime. I wasn't even born yet. I didn't get to experience the playoffs, 1995, 2001, all that stuff. I never got to experience that. My whole life, they've been terrible. I've literally been the most loyal to them, as much as you all are probably listening. It's absolutely incredible what's going on in Seattle. And if even if you're not a fan, that this is America's team. You see it everywhere. Julio is the face of Major League Baseball. Now that Tatis is out of the equation, probably for the next couple of years, he is the face of baseball. He wants to run it. And you know he does. He is the most confident person. When he comes to the plate and he does his little stare down, I want you guys to pay attention to this. I talk to my dad about this all the time. When he does a stare down, you know something's about to happen. I remember watching that grand slam against Texas. You could see it in his eyes, man. He wanted it. He wanted it more than anyone else. More than a Mariners fan even wanted it. So I just... Basically, okay, we just got to wrap it up because I'm just going on and on about how amazing this is and how if you didn't watch the game, just go watch the entire game from the first inning, from the get-go. It's a great ball game. Anyway, you know, your emotions are going to be a roller coaster. You're going to be mad. You're going to be happy. You're going to be I can't explain it. Anyways, Mariners improved to 79-61. They're on a win streak of 2 now. They win the series against the Braves. Seawald actually gets the win somehow, even though he gave up the 2-run home run. We're 11 games back on Houston. Not really worried about that. We're now tied first with Tampa Bay for the wild card. We lead half a game on Toronto because they lost today for the 3rd wild card. We have a 6-game buffer on Baltimore, who's the first team out of the wild card. We're 7-3 in our last 10. You're feeling really good. The Braves, they're 87-53 now. Lost losing streak of 2. The loss goes to Jansen. They're a half game back on the Mets now, second in the NL East. So what's going on is amazing. And I just want to share this quote with you from Seawald, because this is how I know this team. They're like brothers. He goes, every single guy said the same thing. You saved us 25 times this year. Every once in a while, it's okay for us to save you. And that's exactly what the Mariners did today. This team, these players, they know what's on the line. They know the drought. They know all the pressures that Mariners fans are going to be putting on them right now. And you just have to sit back and watch amazing baseball. Because after this, we have an off day. We go and play the Padres. And they're going to put on a show. I know it. We have Logan Gilbert taking the mound on Tuesday after the off day against, to be determined, we don't know yet. They just lost to the Dodgers. They're on a losing streak of two. They're 20 games back on the Dodgers. Dodgers already clinched the playoffs. They're so good. They're in the wild card three spot. They're two games up on Milwaukee. I would not be surprised if the Mariners sweep this weekend against in the two-game series. And then after that series, guys, it's kind of cruise control. It's cruise control. They are going to be playing below 500 teams the rest of the year after that. And if you're not feeling very confident in them making the playoffs, you should. I know it's crazy to say, but they're making the playoffs. It's done. They've done it. And guys, if you're looking at this, I know it's crazy to say, Mariners had 92 wins last year. They're at 79 now. 79. They're 13 games away from doing that. 13. They can do that. They're going to tie it. They are. So I just want to end on us saying, thank you, Mariners, for the joy you've given us this season, for the highs and lows, the worst of the worst, the best of the best. We love you, Suarez. We love you, J-Rod. We love you, Haggerty. We love everybody. And every once in a while, it's okay for us to save you.